Like I said before, man, just the way this guy prepares, the way he works at practice, you know, you expect it from him. I mean, it may come to a shocker. It may be a shocker to you guys, but to us, I mean, we expect him to play like that every game. And, you know, we know some games aren't going to be like that, but he's that type of quarterback, and he's capable of doing that every week.
How big is this rivalry?
It's huge, man. It's the oldest one. And, I mean, forget the rivalry right now, man. The winner goes to the Super Bowl. That's all that matters. So, you know, rivalry or not, you know, the winner's going to go home and the winner goes on, loser goes home. So we got to get this one done.
James, how does this defense compact the field? Just make it difficult to operate in a shorter area from the line of scrimmage and beyond?
Bears defense?
Yeah.
I mean, they play their scheme well. You know, they a lot of them been in their system for a long time now. So they play the scheme well. You know, they get pressure with their front four, and you know, able to sit back in zones and stuff, and you know, to stop the pass. So, you know, number one, like it is always, you know, we got to protect Aaron, and you know, hopefully make some plays down the field.
When two teams know each other as well as you and the Bears do, how many unscouted looks do you try to give them, or do you just have to do what you do best at this point in the season?
Like you said, they know us, we know them. It's not going to be no surprises. The team that plays the best, the team that makes the most plays will win the ball game. I mean, you know, it feels like, you know, we practice with them. We done played them so many times. So they know us. We know them. You know, it's just who wants it more on Sunday.
Who has an advantage in the situation, a defense or offense, when you know each other so well?
I don't know, man. It could go either way. You know, the DBs could know our route tendencies and stuff like that. And, you know, we know theirs. So, like I say, it's going to come down to who's going to make the plays. And if we make more plays than them, we'll win the game. If they make more plays than us, then they're going to win the game.
James, during the regular season, they held you guys well below your averages in points and yards in those two matchups. Why and what do you have to do better?
I mean, we shot our own self in the foot. We know we didn't play, you know, our best football as an offense, and we know that we left a lot of plays out there. And, you know, we just got to make the plays that are there. But, I mean, you got to give them credit. You know, they stopped us both games. So we got to go out there and we got to put it together and make some plays.
James, in Atlanta, obviously the swagger level was pretty high in the last
swagger.
Where's the swagger level today?
I mean, our swag is still the same. We still got a high swag. We're coming off a great victory. So, I mean, the swag is there, but at the same time, you know, can't get too high on the highs or lows on the lows. You know, we're going into a hostile environment playing a good football team, so we got to be ready.
Last week, you shared that hilarious story about how mom got on you for not catching the easy ones, but catching the great ones.
Yeah.
What did she say after that catch on Saturday night?
She was excited, but she expects that from me. She's seen me make plays like that before, so she wasn't too shocked, but she does hate when I drop the easy ones. Well, she hates when I drop any of them, but she hates that's definitely the easy ones. So I made her proud on Sunday.
What's she saying about the NFC Championship
game? She's saying we better win because she want to go to the Super Bowl. So if we don't win, I might get a spanking. So, you know, we got to get this one done.
And how important in a game like this when the teams know each other so well is red zone and third down conversions?
It's huge. You know, if we can control the ball and keep our defense off the field and, you know, able to put together long drives like we did in Atlanta, you know, we will be fine, you know, and if we can continue to get them off the field on third down and give us more possessions as an offense, then we'll do all right. But, I mean, it's going to be a chess match. You know, they know us, we know them, they got good players, we got good players, and, I mean, can't run, you got to buckle it up on Sunday and get after it.